Six Events, CD number 5.
Church work is family work. Many people have the idea that the family is separate from the church, when in fact, the family is the church. I'm trying to train my children not to use the word church when they talk about going to a ward meeting or activity. We go to Sunday school, primary, priesthood meeting, and so forth. But the church's basic organizational unit is the family. President Harold B. Lee explained that the priesthood and auxiliary programs operate in support of the home. Both the revelations of God and the learning of men tell us how crucial the home is in shaping the individual's total life experience. Much of what we do then organizationally is scaffolding. As we seek to build the individual, we must not mistake the scaffolding for the soul. Close quote. Elder M. Russell Ballard made the same point in a recent general conference of the church. He said, quote, "The family is where the foundation of personal spiritual growth is built and nurtured. The church, then, is the scaffolding that helps support and strengthen the family." Close quote. Under the influence of the Holy Ghost, a person begins to see that all truth is integrated together. There is no separation of sacred and secular things at all. From this perspective flows a whole new conception of life. For instance, Sunday becomes preparation for our principal church work, which begins on Monday morning. The real activity of the priesthood is right in the home, because that's where the modeling and mentoring and most of the moral teaching take place. That's where a person begins to develop a sense of security and a basis for physical, intellectual, social, emotional, and spiritual growth. A few years ago, someone in our stake asked me whether my wife Sandra could help with a certain project. He said, "We don't want to overburden her if she's too busy. Does she have any church callings?" I answered, "Yes, she does." "How many?" I answered, 13. He looked surprised and said, "I've never heard of anyone having 13 callings. What are they?" "Cynthia, Maria, Stephen, Sean, David." Before I could list the rest of our 9 children and myself, he said, "Oh, I meant church callings." "Oh, you mean jobs on the scaffolding?" She's also serving as a member of the stake young woman's presidency, as a teacher in the Relief Society, and in one other calling in the ward. Yes, that's what I meant. Then I asked him, "Do you think that our daughter Colleen would be the equivalent of a Relief Society lesson?" We talked about the hours Sandra devoted to her ward and stake callings every month, and the time and attention she devoted to me and each of our children. I told him that I saw the family as part of the church, even the foundation of the church, and that I understood that's what the brethren had encouraged us to do. Because of our social conditioning, it takes time to break down these artificial divisions between the family and the church. In fact, I remember one time yelling at my children one Sunday, trying to get them to church on time. Then I suddenly thought, here I am, standing in church, yelling at my family to run onto the scaffolding so that we can learn how to love and talk with each other. I had completely confused the issue.